Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Oh, take it slow, take it slow, take it slow out there.
Long drive in this morning.
Long commute for you, huh?
Yeah, you know, it was, you know, last week when we got this snow, it was really just a wet snow, a lot of slush.
Yeah.
Froze up a little bit last night, and not nearly as much snow, but icy out there. Icy.
You drive some kind of more side street. I just get on my commute never changes. I just get on I-25. So it was pretty
you're
simple.
Pretty close. And yeah, you're right close. Near the highway. I have to do a little bit of back road driving, you know? I mean, not back road, but, you know, Morrison, Kipling, 285, stuff like that. So it was
a little more side streets.
It was slow going. Definitely slow going.
Uh-huh.
So I do recommend people take your time a little bit. Take your time. We're just right. About, I mean, this has got to be it, right? Right?
The last snow of the season?
The last snow.
Every now and again, you get a May.
May, you're right, May.
Mother's Day thing.
Yeah. June. It snowed in June last year, Benny? You said it snowed in June. I don't think it snowed in June last year. Did it? Around here? I don't think so.
You always get one May kind of wet dust. Well, not dust. It's not a dusting. If it's wet, it's not a dusting.
No.
It's a dumping if it's wet.
Yes. Sloppy.
Yeah.
Sloppy. Slushy.
Yeah.
But gone quickly. Yeah, this is a little icier. So do take your time. In fact, last night, so my daughter is working, in addition to getting ready to go to, you know, well, she's finished up school, but with school being the way it is, pretty easy for seniors right now. So she's doing some work too. So she got out around 10 o'clock last night.
Uh huh.
And, you know, you think I'm going to be able to go to sleep? Well, I know that my daughter's driving home in this nonsense, you know, of course not. So I'm up, right?
I would be sleeping like a baby.
I know you would.
Go ahead.
I know you would. You'd be like,
yeah, she's like, where's she going?
Yeah, just give me a quick nudge when you get in. Yeah. Okay, let me know you're in right now. So I'm up. So I'm watching SportsCenter last night.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking they're going to open with another scintillating performance by Nikola Jokic.
Right.
Who was, again, unbelievable. An MVP-worthy performance. I mean, for many people, this clinches the MVP. Au contraire, mon frère.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what they opened up SportsCenter with?
Who knows? Steph. Yeah.
Steph.
He's been knocking out. I think he's got, what do you have, 72 threes in the last 10 games?
He's crazy. Yeah.
He's averaging 7 threes a game.
He's on a roll. He's hot. I mean, he's on a hot roll right now. But they began with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I open up ESPN.com this morning.
Correct.
And who graces the headline page but Steph Curry? And then a side story, Steph for MVP, social media reacts to his latest exploits.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get to Is It Just Me until Friday, but is it just me or is it clear that your pals over at ESPN are having a hard time endorsing the idea of Nikola Jokic's MVP, that they are looking for any excuse, any opening whatsoever to try to promote the candidacy of somebody else?
Without question. If anybody down the stretch, if Steph can stay hot down the stretch, where's Golden State as far as the playoffs and everything is concerned?
Yeah, they're 29-29.
Right.
Now, they have been playing better of late. Got a big win in Philadelphia yesterday. Uh-huh. And as of right now, they would be in that 7-10 playoff play-in.
So let's say they move up to, you know, 4 or 5,
well,
somewhere in there.
They're not going to get that high.
Okay, well, let's see.
But they should be in this play-in playoff tape.
Well, whatever. if Steph Curry stays hot, keeps knocking down threes, you see that like foul he took the other day and threw it up over his back and made it? If he keeps doing stuff like that, listen, that's the push that's going to happen. Now, has Nikola Jokic solidified it? Is he?
He's the favorite. Now, let's understand, he's the favorite.
Understand that he's the favorite. He is the favorite to win it because people are forced to vote for him.
they can't deny his excellence, his brilliance.
Right. Oh, well, yeah, they can.
Well, they can acknowledge it, but they can soft play it. And look for
somebody else. And look for any other guy. And, you know, it's just, it is how the media operates, and it is how, you know, the MVP voting operates, and it just is the, it is what it is. You gotta run away with it. You gotta run away and get to the point where if they don't give it to you, it'll just be an absolute, I mean, it'll bring into question the integrity of the voting process. But if there's even a sliver of, well, we can make an argument, trust me.
Man, if Nikola Jokic was doing what he's doing this year, and he was doing it in Philly or New York or Boston or L.A., it wouldn't even be close.
Correct.
ESPN would embrace this guy, love this guy. He'd be getting the full Luka treatment. Instead, they acknowledge it. I mean, the Nuggets were the second story.
Right.
And they acknowledge Jokic's brilliance. I mean, how can you not? But and it was funny, too, because as ESPN was getting ready to come on with SportsCenter, I'm just kind of curious. You know, because there were two great performances tonight. One by a team that's 37-20. One by a team that's 29-29. I'm really curious to see what they open with. And they open with Steph.
Of course. And listen.
And he's great. But come on now.
I understand.
I mean, his and the Warriors stock didn't really start to take off until the last couple weeks.
I understand how it works. I just get how, I've told you guys this before. I get how it works. And, if anybody could draw close, that comes from a bigger market or has a bigger name, they would usurp that award that should go to Jokic and give it to somebody else. If you could close the gap, if Steph goes on a historic run, you know, he has one of them nights where he has 60 points. Klay Thompson had the 60 points on 12 dribbles. You know, one of the, like, historic, like, the craziest night you've ever. You get a couple of those nights, a couple of these historic shooting nights, and I'm telling you what, the gap will close.
Well, there's 14 games still left. So there is, you know, if he just puts up nothing but 30-plus, 35-plus the rest of the way, yeah.
Say if they go 12-2, he puts up those kind of numbers and has a couple of historic nights shooting threes.
Yeah.
At the very least, he'll close the gap and it won't be a unanimous deal.
You know, the great thing about all this, Nikola Jokic is...
he just keeps trudging along,
I don't think he's really, I don't think he's really bothered by it. I don't think he's really worried by it. He just keeps doing his thing.
Yep.
Nuggets get a really good win. And they are, what, 3-0 now? 3-0 since Jamal Murray went down. So, showing a lot of guts. A lot of heart, a lot of resiliency.
Yeah. You know what I didn't realize?
What's that?
Millsap was still on the team.
Millsap is still on the team.
I had no idea.
He was brought out of mothballs the last couple of days.
I did not know. I really didn't.
Coming up, Woody Page says the Broncos among the first teams to reach out to Atlanta about trading up to number 4. Serious interest? Or is George Payton just kicking tires? That's next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Siltahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Siltahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth, so regardless of your financial situation, Siltahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com.
Beautiful morning, Donnie. You wouldn't know that you had the storm last night, but the remnants are still out there. Do drive safe. Roads are kind of icy, crusty this morning. So take your time. We'll take you and get you where you need to be. We've got Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco insider. We'll join us coming up at 6:45, right after the brew at 6:30. So Woody Page says the Broncos were among the first teams to reach out to the Falcons about trading up to number 4. So are we talking about serious interest here, or is George Payton just all together now doing his due diligence, kicking tires?
Yeah, no, it's an interesting question, right? I mean, is there... You're not moving up to 4 unless you're seriously considering a quarterback, right?
Yeah, I don't, you wouldn't move up to 4 unless you were going quarterback. No.
Right.
No.
Unless you knew that.
I think you'd only do it if you had some pretty good intel on what San Francisco was going to be doing at 3.
Correct. I can't imagine that is much more than your due diligence. Like, what is it going to cost us? Just so I can see kind of what the feeling out process of how much capital is this actually going to cost us? Is this going to be a San Francisco move from 12 to, you know, from 12 to 3, where it's, you know, swapping first rounds, two more first rounds and a third round? Like, I'm not interested in that, but if I could go from 9 to 4, 5 spots, and maybe just give up, let's say it's a second and a fifth rounder, would that intrigue us enough? Is there a guy that's intriguing enough? Is it Fields? Do we think that we want to go that direction? I can't imagine, Mike, that this is more than, like you said, kicking the tires, doing your due diligence.
George Payton's a first-time GM. He's getting a chance to play GM. He's getting a chance to do what we all do when we play fantasy football or fantasy baseball, whatever. You know, we talk trades.
Uh-huh.
We propose trades. We gauge interest. He's getting a chance to do this for the first time. I would think that if I was in his shoes, I'd make every call, too. Just to play GM. It's fun. In addition to being your job, it's kind of fun. Call up somebody and go, hey, you know, what would it take for us to do this? Or if I offered you this and this, would that get it done?
Mm-hmm.
But that's, I think people would be stunned if they knew how many huge names in sports have been discussed in trade. Some
sure.
Seriously, some more just, you know, conversationally. But it happens.
All right, let's role play. Who's the GM of Atlanta? Is it Fontenot? The guy from New Orleans.
Yep.
Do you want to be Fontenot or do you want to be George Payton?
I'll be Fontenot.
All right. Am I calling you? You called me.
Well, you're calling me. Why would I call you? I'm the one with the fourth pick.
Okay.
I don't need to reach out. You reach out to me. Come to me.
What's Atlanta's area code?
Is that 404?
404.
Yeah. apparently we're calling on an AOL modem.
So no, if I'm calling you, I'm hey, George yeah. Payton here.
Hey, George, what's going on?
Hey man, I'm just interested in what it might take to move from number 9 to number 4. Have you guys had any inquiries?
Yeah, we're thinking about it. You know, we're looking around. We're taking some phone calls. You're not the first person to call. You won't be the last. So what are you thinking?
So, I mean, like what's it going to take? So if we were to swap picks, we've got our eye on a quarterback and we wanted to swap picks. You guys have a guy that you really like that you know has a couple of more years left in Matt Ryan. You need a young guy that he can mentor, that he can grow up. we happen to have a young guy here. His name is Drew Locke. He's got all the talent in the world. He just came from a system where he never was in one system for long enough to really understand it. He was never, like, he's got all kinds of talent. So would you
Bob, George, I hate to interrupt, but you seem to be making a pretty strong case for him. Why are you interested in moving on from him?
Well, we're interested in moving on from him because he needs a mentor. He needs to grow, and that's what you guys are looking for. So as opposed to maybe wasting a pick on one of these guys that's going to have to ride the pine, why don't you think about swapping with us? We'll give you Drew Lock. You can groom Drew Lock. He's athletic enough. He's just like Ryan Tannehill, who Arthur Smith had a ton of success with. He's not much different from an athletic standpoint. And remember, Ryan Tannehill was a first-round bust who became really good under Arthur Smith's tutelage. So, I mean, this is just some, you know, I'm just kind of having the conversation.
So what else are you going to give me? You're not talking about just swapping in Drew Lock, are you?
No, I'll throw in another third rounder on top of Drew Lock, second rounder from last year, already has a couple of years or 2 years ago, a couple of years of experience, plus a third rounder just to swap those four spots.
Oh, George, you slay me. Yeah, I'm also going to need your number one next year.
No, that's not going to happen. We're in a rebuilding process. I'll tell you what, I'll move it from Drew Lock and a number three to Drew Lock and another number two this year.
Yeah, I'm still going to need that number one next year.
No, then you're not getting that number one.
Oh. Call me back when you're ready to talk. Click.
Acting! I don't know how those conversations go, but it's kind of fun, right?
That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm sure a million of these go on.
Of course.
You know, but I don't know. I just, everything about George Payton, not only his background, but just the way that he has presented himself in the early going, he does not strike me as somebody that's going to give up the capital, go from 9 to 4.
Now, me neither.
9 to 7? Dolphins are reportedly open at number 6? Maybe 9 to 6? You know, but even 9 to 6 starts to get a little pricey. Hey, look, if there's a quarterback there at 9, if Justin Fields is there at 9, I think he's going to think long and hard about it. I wouldn't do it, but I think he will think long and hard about it. I don't see him moving up. Be wrong.
I don't see him moving up either. I really don't. That was fun.
But why did he make the call? Because the same reason he made the call about Matt Stafford. Again, here's the other part about
good
being
point.
Here's
That's
the other,
good point.
Here's the other part about being a GM. Okay?
Uh-huh.
You make offers that you know are going to be turned down. But you're fishing, you're pushing, you're establishing boundaries, all that kind of stuff, you know? And then some of this stuff gets out and people are like, "Oh, the Broncos offered this and that." Yeah, maybe they did, but did they do so with the idea that they knew they'd be turned down?
Yeah.
Sure.
They knew they weren't getting Stafford for what they were willing to offer for.
Right, but.
But they made the call.
They made an offer. They made a call. They're playing GM. It's the same thing we'd all do if we were given the chance to play GM for real. Some people played it longer than others.
This is really my fault.
All right, we got the Morning Brew coming up next. The Nuggets win in overtime. Another scintillating. Did it clinch the MVP for Nikola Jokic? That's next.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are going to get weird.
You're going to eat like me, and you're going to crap thunder.
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stuff.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino.
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet sh**.
Let's get it on.
As far as an MVP moment, I don't know. Life's about a bunch of little moments. And I think Nikola's got around 56 moments this year where he's shown he's the MVP.
Preach, Michael Malone. And he gave yet another virtuoso performance.
That's what I'm talking about.
Last night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, check out this line. Okay?
Yeah.
47 points. 15 rebounds, 8 assists.
Huh, couldn't get a triple-double, huh?
20 of 30.
Is that MVP worthy?
20 of 31 from the field. And by the way, do not want to overlook...
Only a double-double?
Do not want to overlook the performance of Will Barton, who hit some clutch shots down the stretch as well. And, you know, you start to look ahead to the playoffs, and let's face it, they're big three. Because Aaron Gordon has been a bit of a disappointment. You know, before Jamal Murray got hurt, the idea was, you know, how well Aaron Gordon is filling a role. But now with Murray out, they've asked him to do more, and he has not been able yet to pick up the slack offensively. But Will Barton has shown the ability to go off like he did last night. So it's looking more and more like these are going to be their big three. Jokic, Porter, and Barton come playoff time. Now, all that said, let's get back to Jokic. ESPN acknowledges that he is the MVP favorite. But boy, it is clear with all the Steph love this morning.
Oh my goodness.
That they are really trying to push competition. Here's my question. Are they just simply trying to push competition because it just seems like it's a runaway for Jokic? Or are they really trying to push Steph because, in their mind, Steph is a much better story than Jokic? They would begrudgingly have to accept Jokic as MVP.
I think competition is good. Obviously, you have something to talk about. But do they really want to push Steph Curry and get him over the top? I mean, what he's done the last 11 games is it's ridiculous. From a shooting standpoint, it's as good as we've ever seen at any time in any stretch of the NBA. And, you know, when Jokic can't seem to muster a triple-double, I mean, you know, what is 47, 15, and 8? Like, what happened to those two assists? Where were those things when we needed you?
Next on the Morning Brew.
I lift things up and put them down.
Okay, so the Broncos working out had about 20 guys taking part in their voluntary workouts that other Broncos are boycotting. You know what? Stop me if you've heard this before. The players are making it just a mess of this whole thing.
A mockery.
It's just a mess. It's just a mess. I mean, they can't even get on the same page when it comes to voluntary strength and conditioning programs in April and mid-May. They can't even get on the same page for that. Nothing to add?
No. I mean, what are you going to say? Like, I think Drew Lock showed up. Dalton Reisner was there. We had, you know, intrepid cameraman out there all day trying to get a shot, just a glimpse. They're the real MVPs. Those camera guys, they're able to capture it, and we get to watch it on the local news. Let's not go in, guys. Unless, of course, you have a workout bonus. Then, by all means, go in.
Or, hey, if you're a young player and you got to make an impression, go ahead in.
Go ahead in. Or if you just feel like working out and you don't have anywhere to go, you don't have a membership to the local Vasa, just go ahead in. This is really great. Or if you're in town, go in. Or if you're not in town, fly in.
It's just...
Yeah, but we're worried about the COVID protocols.
Meanwhile, NFL owners are just laughing.
It does all the COVID protocol talk last week and what it. Oh well.
All right. Next on the Morning Brew.
Where's all the money?
That's as good as money, sir. Those are IOUs. Go ahead and add it up. Every cent's accounted for. Look. See this? That's a car. $275,000. Might want to hang on to that one.
I would assume that George Payton would have to offer a little bit more than future IOUs to move up to the number four pick. But according to the legendary Woody Page, the Broncos have been or were among the first teams to reach out to Atlanta about trading up to the number four pick. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? Who are they interested in?
Well, I mean, I would have to think that it tells you that they have a good bead on who the Niners want at number three. So it would tell me that they have a pretty good sense of who the Niners are taking, and so who are the two people that are left over at that point. So, you know, if you read the tea leaves, which a lot of people have read, that would be Mac Jones going to the Niners, and that would leave you with Trey Lance, and that would leave you with Justin Fields. Dear George Payton, are you more of a Lance guy or a Fields guy? The reason I ask that is because I'm factoring in that this guy's coming in armed with a 6-year contract. He can play the long game.
If you were truly, like, again, I have to look at this. If this was your plan from day one, which it certainly isn't, this feels like a tire kicking move to me. If it was your plan from day one, wouldn't you have already secured yourself a veteran quarterback?
Well, funny you bring that up. Next on the Morning Brew.
So to everyone out there, whether you're a part of Niner Nation, the Chiefs Kingdom, or the Burgundy and Gold, I thank you. To all the men I had the privilege of standing with and playing alongside, thank you. I want to say thank you for believing in me. And thank you for helping me believe in myself.
Alex Smith retires. First of all, I mean, there's so many layers to this story.
Right.
An incredible comeback, but a arduous comeback to just come back and for 1 year. Why not? Do you think he maybe was surprised by how many people were freaked out and worried about him playing?
Oh, I think
that he just decided, you know what, I proved my point.
Yeah, I think there's that aspect of it. I also think there is the aspect of, like, I proved it to myself that I could do it. I think there's also the realization that the amount of work it takes for me just to be able to show up for a 2 or 3 game stretch, I can't be reliable. I can't be counted on for 16
weeks. I
could
be a mentor, but right. I can't be counted on if somebody goes down to play 4 or 5 weeks. Right.
Yeah. I just, like, that's for Mike, for me, you know, when I was making the decision to retire, Mike Shanahan offered me, he's like, I'll resign you. Just come in and mentor and be a backup. And honestly, it gets to the point where you're like, I can't help you. Like, I can't stay healthy enough to be an asset. And, you know, I think that's a really hard realization. Think about the ebbs and flows of this guy. He was the number one overall pick to the Niners and was horrible. Right. They couldn't wait to get rid of him. And then Harbaugh comes in and he becomes tremendous and he's great. And then all of a sudden he has a concussion and Kaepernick takes over and he's expendable. Then he goes to the Chiefs and becomes super efficient. But the whole knock on him was, yeah, but he's hit his ceiling and he can't get you to the Super Bowl. And then they draft Mahomes and he mentors him and gets discarded and breaks his leg in half and goes through this 2-year journey. To come back. I mean, what an incredible, it's just an incredible story, man. Good for him.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco insider, joins us to tell us what is fact and what is fiction with all these Bronco rumors. That's next. Mike Kliss is our 9 News Bronco insider. He's presented by Bear River Sportsbook, the Guild Hotel and Casino. Got a lot of ground to cover with Mike. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, take us through right off the bat. What can you tell us about the Broncos reaching out to the Atlanta Falcons for the number 4 overall?
You know, I don't know too much about that. I haven't heard too much. I know somebody wrote that they reached out on the number 9, and the Broncos pretty much went around the room and said that's not true. So I guess I believe it's not true that they're not going up to number 4. I had been hearing they did not want to go up that high, that the cost was too high to get the number 4 quarterback, whoever that may be. You know, they may like the number 4 quarterback, but they don't want the number four quarterback, you know, fourth best at the expense of what it would take, which is next year's first round draft pick and a third round pick this year, according to the article. But I'd be surprised by that one, given that, again, and we've talked about this, this is a 5-11 team that is 2 years of building away from, you know, probably becoming, and that's if everything goes right, becoming a Final Four team. You're at least 2 years away from that.
Mike, you get the sense that, yeah, the Broncos, George Payton might be interested in a quarterback, but only if one is sitting there at nine.
I'm thinking that maybe he might move up to seven, and the right guy is there. We're talking about three quarterbacks here, guys, Mac Jones, Fields, and Lance. To me, it's the guy that's always kind of made sense to the Broncos would be Mac Jones, just because of Pat Shurmur and the offense he runs and the type of coach that Pat Shurmur is, that Mac Jones would be the guy that could fit in the best and perform the quickest out of all those quarterbacks. Possibly if Mac Jones is there still at number seven and you're worried about Carolina trading with New England and you really like Mac Jones, then you go get Mac Jones. And maybe the same is true with Justin Fields, but four, I think, is too expensive.
What have you heard about the off season for Drew Lock? I know he showed up yesterday to the voluntary workouts, and what have you found out about his time with Peyton Manning and studying and doing all the things he's doing this off season so far?
I think the Peyton Manning thing's a little overblown. I mean, they may have talked, but they may have had a film session. But, Peyton's not in town too much. You know, that guy is, he's a jet setter. He's moving around. So I'm not sure how much they've actually sat down and, he's been tutored by Peyton. Maybe some, but I don't think quite as much as that story exploded. But Drew Lock and Dalton Reisner and Graham Glasgow have worked out all offseason with Lauren Landau at the facility. And, I think Drew has done as much as he possibly can during the offseason. I do think he's hungry. He did show up yesterday. I mean, he's got the workout bonus. That is part of it. But the other part of it is he's been there anyway. Why should he forsake $75,000 when his normal routine is working out with Lauren Landau? So, he's doing what he can. And, the other thing is he hasn't commented about any of this stuff, guys. He hasn't commented about Matt Stafford or Deshaun Watson or trying to get a quarterback in the first round. He's just been putting his nose to the grindstone and working. And that's all he can do. And let's see what happens. It's going to be interesting to see where Drew Lock's life is 10 days from now.
Mike Clist, our 9 News Bronco Insider, clearly playing hurt this morning, and we appreciate you you battling through what ails you right now. We do appreciate it.
Yeah. You should hear the other guy.
Yeah, that's right. This whole player boycott or whatever, it just seems so haphazard, so slipshod, so shoddy. You've got, and I'm talking about the Broncos in particular, but just the overall NFL players union in general. Just, some are boycotting, some aren't, some it's a full boycott, some, hey, we're going to stay home, but 20 of you guys go in. I mean, it looks bad, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it's silly. They should just do it. It doesn't, you're not proving anything. What are they proving?
Right.
you know, the 4 weeks, I can understand the 4 weeks of conditioning where there's no other coach. You can't have a football involved in any drills on the field. So this is just about, you know, getting acclimated. And, you know, most of these guys work out on their own. They probably don't need 4 weeks. But to make this big announcement that they don't need the off season, and that's really what it comes down to, is the OTAs and the mini camp. And I'm sorry, I think what I saw last year of the Broncos is they did need 10 OTAs in the mini camp. I know they said that the overall league play was better. They're basing that on offense. There are a lot of points scored. But, you know, the injuries, I'd have to see more data. There was no preseason. I'm sure injuries were down because there was no preseason games. I just think the overall quality of play, and I better get going here, guys.
Yeah, you're ready to fade. You're fading, man. You're fading hard.
I think it's really a silly thing and accomplishing nothing.
Get this man some hot tea and honey. Right. Stat.
Yeah. Get some rest.
Maybe working too hard.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. All right. We got the info that we needed. Mike Liss, our 9 News Bronco insider, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. And according to his reporting, not a whole lot there to the Broncos with a heavy pursuit of Atlanta and their number 4 pick. All right, we'll unpack that. Also, another MVP type performance by Nikola Jokic. Is the MVP his, or is ESPN, dastardly ESPN, pushing somebody else? That's next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.